Our community connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Opportunity for me to welcome in Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins, and our primary topic of conversation, the Suicide Prevention Coalition. We may go elsewhere. Nolan and Melissa, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us, Charlie.
And I know you guys are active with the coalition, and Nolan told me before I went on the air, you probably would say you'd like to do better, but overall a pretty good year so far.
It's been very good, and we've had so much activity going on. It feels real nice now to get through the month of September, which is so many different things that kind of come to a head. And we got our summit out of the way for us. We had a great summit this year. And we had Mike Hunter from Oklahoma City, Attorney General, gave us good input. So we can all be expecting to find out more about this opiate issue on the federal level and the state level. And the fact that, just like to say again, that he told us that in May, coming up next May in Cleveland, Oklahoma will be the trials for the opiate for the pharmacies and the states in trying to get some money back that will go toward treatment facilities and so forth to help these people that are now addicted from the power that those pills were and the knowledge that everybody had of really what they were. And so it's going to be quite interesting to watch that, and we're really looking forward to it. That'll all lead up with everything we try to get out and round up some money around town here to get ready for our summit for next year. And we'll be planning that about January, February, as who's our speakers are going to be coming in. I've got a kind of a preliminary okay from Governor Stitt that he would be glad to be here, and so we hopefully will be bringing him to Bartersville again, and possibly with Mike that can give us another update of what happens after those lawsuits over in May and we get around to September. So
that'll be good.
We got a lot of news to kind of go through and keep it going.
And of course, as a candidate or now governor-elect, it's one thing to have his schedule saying I'd love to be there, but sometimes when those schedulers start running your schedule, governor, you can't do two things. We've already got you down for this other thing over here, you know, so it can happen.
Yeah, their schedule's probably printed out about 12 pages every day. And that's what we're planning on, and hopefully we can have that work out. If we can't, we'll get somebody that talks for him down there and kind of find out what we do in the next year about the opiate issue, which is upstream from our issue on suicide prevention. It's just such a big issue that causes headaches for everybody that's involved, and we got to do better, and we are starting to do better, and I see a lot of results of that coming out of the press, where they've hired 10 new investigators just to go around and looking at the pharmacies and checking with this. So it's something that's on the front table. We need to keep it there until it's not a problem.
Well, and of course, looking at the pharmacies, those would be federal guidelines prosecuted by the state, of course, but nonetheless, it's a license for that pharmacist issued by the state, but under federal guidelines on how the prescription should be filled. So yeah, it kind of goes at both levels. And go ahead, Mike.
And one of the things that once, you know, that's kind of on top there, that it kind of comes to something new for us to talk about. But also, we're coming into the holiday season here, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's always so much merry times that we have, and hopefully we all have those, and we have our family reunions, we get togethers and so forth. But don't forget that the people, it is such a hard time for people who have survived from suicide, has a member of their family that has completed suicide, that they don't get over that. It's not a instant grief issue, and every season when we get into the holidays, it brings back friends and relatives and people who have experienced suicide that we need to be thinking about too. And God bless you guys out there, and hang in there, and talk to somebody, keep talking, Don't try not to get to by yourself and get with somebody for this year.
And I'm not trying to diminish what you just said at all, but I think any loss that you've the holiday season, we all remember, you know, family members and that sort of thing. So I mean, it's yes, I'm not diminishing what you said, but it's a bigger picture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So it sounds like, but and again, just for the audience, I don't know, is it a direct or an indirect correlation between things like opiate use and suicide? Is there any numbers or
from the numbers that I've read from the people who have died from suicide, their bodies reflect alcohol and or drugs, and one of the drugs of choice, of course, is the opiate.
Mm-hmm. So it is a correlating factor in there that if we help one, we're likely to help the other.
Yes, and once we start looking at the opiates, so then it will become heroin and back and forth, and kind of due to cost and availability. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear from the legal forces and so forth, Highway 75 is pretty strong coming out of Mexico.
I was going to say that it is strong for so many reasons. Just like going back on my Crime Stoppers correlations, US 75, I-35, both routes for human trafficking, for a lot of things. I'm not surprised that what you're talking about would fit in there as well. So mm-hmm. It does happen. I know Melissa's in the studio, and I want to make sure we give her credit for all the things that she's doing, leading the effort publicly, from particularly the mental health side of things. And thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing what you do.
Yes, thank you, Charlie. One of the things that Nolan and I have been working on very fervently is we have what we call survivors of suicide loss resource packets, and we have been getting requests for these, and how we've designed them are we have three different resource packets available to anyone that reaches out and needs these resources, and basically they're designed for individuals and families that have lost a loved one to suicide. And so we've been working really hard to find some good children's resources, because it's so difficult sometimes for families to know how to explain this type of loss to children. As you said, loss is hard anyway. And so we're really we're excited to be able to provide this resource to the community. And we've divided them into three different packets for children, teens, and adults. And I know that Nolan has really been working on getting all of the books ordered that go along with the resource packets. So there's some really good books that will help individuals be able to heal. You know, it's a long journey, and there's no right or wrong way to go through this journey. It's just getting through it.
Yeah.
And so we have some good resources we want the community to know about.
And I have no doubt that even though you think you've completed the journey, something will jog a memory, and you find yourselves, figuratively speaking, 5 miles back on that journey, re-experiencing some of those feelings again.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I go ahead, Nolan.
Melissa gave me quite a challenge this time on the books. It was really easy to go out to Barnes & Noble and get them, but the main book that we're looking for, she found, was down in Australia. And so we're having to work with a website.
When are you flying down to Australia to get them?
I would love to go.
There you go. I'll go with you, Nolan.
But that's the only one hanging out. And so that's the red chocolate elephant.
Yes. Right? And it's such an amazing book. And it was designed by children that attended a group, honestly. These were children that had lost their fathers to suicide. And just to give you a little hint about that name, when you hear it, you're like, red chocolate elephants, But it's actually the way this group designed. They all got to pick three things, which was, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite animal, and what's your favorite food. And the little guy that had the red and the chocolate and the elephants, his name got picked. And so that got to be the name of the book. And it's quite lovely on how to help children work through all kinds of issues of grief and loss.
Interesting that Just the title and what you just said kind of makes us a person curious and want to at least look at the first chapter to see what it's all about.
Yes. Know? It has a CD or a DVD that goes with DVD, it as well, where you hear the actual children and their voices. And I think it will be very comforting to families and other children to know they're not alone in this. We did find another one that was really good, too, from Ireland. We've looked. I mean, we've been working on this for quite a while, but we are very happy to be able to offer this at no cost to our community. And there are a lot of other good resources along with the adults and the teens as well.
Well, two locations for the origin of those publications, both of which speak a form of English, but not necessarily a dialect most Oklahomans would get.
That's right. You might read the word mom for mom. But the messages are still very much the same. And so we're also, Nolan and I, are still offering suicide prevention classes. Mm-hmm. We think it's very important for individuals to learn to recognize the warning signs. And we want to let you all know that to reach out if you are interested in having us come. And it's about an hour-long course, but very, I think it helps raise your confidence at being able to talk to someone that might be thinking about suicide. But even before that, to even recognize that they're in trouble in the sense that they are not seeing any hope for their future.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And that's what we've talked about so many times here on QPR, and we continue to talk about that. It's something that was instituted in 1989 in Spokane, Washington, and it's really across the country, and there are different kinds of series which are kind of spun off of the QPR Institute materials. But yeah, we need to get down to where we can talk about it, we can get everybody in and get everybody versed on what to be looking for, how to recognize it up front, mm-hmm. and so that we can help others. And the people to do that are you folks that are listening out there. Thank you for being there this morning. And you're the ones that are the ones that can reach out and help to our neighbors, to our friends, and just in a crowd, whatever we see that comes up. And I was in Branson a couple of weeks ago. And
that's too bad.
And went to the Samson Theater, the play at the Samson. Mm-hmm. And there are 2,000 seats available. And I think about 4,000 people got in there the way they were. And we never know when we run into situations. And we had a little situation there that we were able to help out with that I was glad that did occur.
Well, it's interesting. And it's those stories that connect it for all of us.
Right. And we never know when something is going to come up. And if we have the ability to recognize it, whether that's just somebody getting ready to faint or whatever, we can get them some help and get them calmed down. And that's usually the secret to getting them up and moving.
There's an Alan Funtz thing, something, or don't be surprised when somebody steps up to you and says, smile, you're anyway. We'll take a short break and continue on a Community Connection in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing our Community Connection this morning with Melissa Jenkins and Nolan Jones, talking about the Suicide Prevention Coalition and some of the correlating efforts that go with it, and previewing already next year's seminar. But Melissa, you said during the break you've got some studies to back up some of the things we've been talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I do want to mention before we go too far is that in November – The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention hosts what's called the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. Mm-hmm. And it's typically the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
So that would be this one.
That's right. And so on their website, we typically host an event, but we are not hosting one this year. However, you can get on their site, and they have a wonderful video that they highlight every year. You can see them for the last 3 or 4 years. They're very helpful in helping individuals and families as they are walking through the journey, and there's a lot of good resources. You can even go on the site and see where's the closest one to your location, but it happens all over the world, and so I just wanted to make sure that our community knows that is they can access that through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The other thing I want to tell you about, too, when you're talking about studies and things like that, that the Washington County Wellness Initiative had written a grant to the AmerisourceBergen Foundation. And we're very excited to let our community know that the grant did get funded. And basically what the grant does is it targets at-risk youth and their families that have been impacted by the opioid epidemic and are in recovery. And so again, this is so connected to also suicide prevention because of the dynamics of the family when we have addiction playing into it. This grant will happen actually next summer in 2019. There will be 2 weeks available for families, and we're partnering with Green Country Campfire out of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And providing this wonderful opportunity for the entire family to go to this camp, and everything is covered for the family. It's almost like a chance for that family to just get away, take a breath, and they'll learn incredible skills, and there'll be resources to help them, in addition to a lot of fun, just being able to have a little fun. And mm-hmm. Like I said, when I say everything is covered, from transportation to camp supplies to T-shirts, everything, snacks, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. And we will have a press release to the radio on this particular grant opportunity. We're very, very excited about it.
Is there a target for how many families that you can handle?
You know, I think it's around 50. We want them to, we're opening it up to Washington County and the surrounding areas. This is also, we're part of a community action network through the Cherokee Nation, and we know you've seen billboards around town that say Think Smart Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. If you're taking opioids, and that's a great website. You can also find us, the Wellness Initiative, and our Positive Influence Committee that work to prevent substance use among youth and young adults, and find that we are inviting the other community action networks to participate. However, Washington County will have the first come. You know, that's our target population. So,
and that comes from another one of the things that Melissa's working on very heavily with the Positive Influence Committee, right?
Yes.
For anti-drugs for kids. And so you're glad you're going to be able to come up with that and be able to afford that funding. That's great.
We were super excited about this opportunity for families. We know how difficult it can mm-hmm. be to just get away for a moment and take a good breath. And the other thing that we have coming up every year with the Washington County Wellness Initiative, we have an annual meeting.
Right.
And this year, our annual meeting will be on December 12th. From 11 to 2 at the Barnesville Public Library. And we have a wonderful featured speaker, that Dr. Lane Subera. And he's a primary care physician. And he will be talking about opioid use disorder. I had the opportunity to see him present in Tahlequah. And this wonderful physician is very passionate about his work, about helping individuals and families. And he offers medication-assisted treatment for individuals impacted by the opioid epidemic. And so you can find this information on our website where you can register. But again, that's going to be December 12th at 11 o'clock at the Barnesville Public Library.
And, of course, I would recommend the public attend the meeting on the that's for the morning of the 12th anyway, some great information that will be available just because it's part of the annual report from those organizations. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, again, I'm up against the clock. I want to make sure that people get the opportunity if they want to invite someone on QPR training, how they get hooked up with the organization. That kind of gets your foot in the door for a lot of other things that you can help benefit groups.
And if you have a group that wants to sign up for this and work the details out, give me a call at 440-0052. 440-0052. Also, remember that on this holiday season that we're getting ready to go into here and so forth, or any other time, use that national line if you're in emergency. 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. Thank you for listening, and thanks to the Potters.
Well, we are always happy to get information out to the public, and the work that you guys are doing and the rest of the coalition members is fantastic. So, people, you need to get plugged in on this one and attend that annual meeting next month. More on AM 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
A large number of fortune tellers once gathered for a convention at a Paris hotel. On the last day, a reporter asked them if there would be another conference the following year. Do you know what they said? We don't know. Well,